Once our mind has become balanced and affectionate towards others, we can contemplate their suffering and try to generate some compassion for them. So I'm going to paraphrase what Geshe-la has written. I'm going to change it a little bit, but you don't have to pay attention to my changes. These are just temporarily now for the Spring Festival. The books will remain the same. The thing about Geshe-la's meditations and contemplations is they are guidelines. Yeah? So we need those guidelines. We need to memorize those guidelines, definitely have them in our heart. But from time to time, we can change them a little bit to make them a little bit more instantly accessible for us. So maybe I've done that here, I don't know. Let's see. So when we meditate on compassion, we need to generate this mind of equanimity, then cherishing love, affectionate love, cherishing love comes like this. And then we can think in the following way about all these living beings. We can think about those who are suffering intense pain right now. This is a good place to start. Think about those who are suffering intense pain. Maybe your friend or your relative is now suffering like this. So begin with that, something that's going to work to give us compassion. There are so many people experiencing terrible mental and physical suffering from illnesses such as cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and now we can say COVID-19. How many people have recently lost a beloved relative or friend through this current pandemic or other illnesses? Okay, so we can just contemplate, just think deeply in our hearts, contemplate these ideas. Every day, thousands of people experience the agony of dying from illnesses or in accidents. Without any choice, they are separated forever from everyone they love. And those they leave behind often experience unimaginable grief and loneliness. Many people throughout the world are now also suffering from hunger and the horrors of war. Hundreds of thousands of refugees living in dirty camps with unsanitary conditions, not knowing anything about their future. And every year, natural disasters such as hurricanes, wildfires, floods and earthquakes devastate huge areas and even entire cities across the world, leaving behind many dead, injured, and dispossessed. We can also consider the plight of animals who suffer from the extremes of heat, cold, hunger, and thirst, and live in almost constant fear of being eaten by other animals or abused or killed by humans. We can also remember those beings in the hungry spirit realm who suffer great fatigue, great fear, and cannot find even the basic necessities of life, such as food and drink. We can think about those suffering the excruciating pains in the hell realms, the hot hells, the cold hells, and other types of hellish existence. And then in Geshe-la's commentary, there's many other examples given from the other realms to contemplate. And all of the purpose of all this contemplation is to awaken our compassionate Buddha seed, to get this compassionate Buddha seed working, this compassion functioning. And at the end, concludes with the meditation we already did. I cannot bear the suffering of these countless mother beings, drowning in the vast and deep ocean of samsara, the cycle of contaminated rebirth. They have to experience unbearable physical suffering and mental pain in this life and in countless future lives. I must permanently liberate all these living beings from their suffering. Okay, so this final conclusion is, I must permanently liberate all these living beings from their suffering. This is universal compassion, this decision, this determination, okay? And then after the meditation, we try to carry this experience into our daily life. So maybe, you know, maybe you've been trying to do this and getting some success for a while. You've been contemplating these things and trying to awaken your Buddha seed, but still, not much happening. Did you notice? I mean, many people say this, you know, oh, I've been meditating on compassion for years. I don't have any compassion for the person living next door to me. I wish they'd just go away. This very ordinary mind. So again, this shows us that our meditations are not qualified. You know, it's just something we have to learn, is to find out what is the way to make my meditation qualified. So here in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Geshe-la gives us the answer to this problem about why our meditations on great compassion are not working. He says, great compassion itself, a universal compassion, is generated only after we have realized renunciation, the determination to free ourselves from samsara. If we do not sincerely wish ourselves to be free, how can we develop a wish for limitless living beings to be free? So this is the reason, you know. Shantideva then says, if we do not even dream of becoming free from samsara ourselves, how can we have the wish to release others from its miseries?